The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are. It's 7 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine. Also, you find there Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all because of the genius of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and responsible for lots of content over the years about this fantastic business, the state of talk radio, which has been enhanced, according to many of the quote-unquote ratings sources. Michael, I think you ran an article this week in Talkers about how the political realities, the Republicans, the Democrats, really have brought attention back around to our format in a big way because people love to talk about politics.
Yeah, they do. And that's why all of the talk over the years about news talk radio and political discussion being old hat and fading from public interest is ridiculous. Politics.
Oh, we need it because there's really no discussion anyplace else of some of the real issues and what some of these real characters are all about. It's also artificial when you look at what's on television, the news media in general, the plastic reporting and newspapers and magazines. Ugh.
Yeah, but, you know, look, politics, sports, celebrity gossip, the arts, entertainment, and science. These are things that people will always be interested in. It's not a matter of the topics being interesting. It's a matter of the people having the conversations, bringing interesting aspects, and being good speakers and good talkers to the table. And that's what it's about. But this has been a great political year for media. As a matter of fact, so good that some people claim the media has influenced on a frivolous level, the results. Namely, a lot of people believe that Donald Trump is doing as well as he's doing because the media wants him, they want him on the stage. Whether they like him or not, the media in many cases, or at least has been accused of being self-serving.
No!
Because Donald Trump brings ratings. As a result, he hasn't had to spend as much money as other people in order to get numbers, and perhaps part of his success in the polls has been because people hear his name and don't put enough thought into it and just say, well, he's big and everybody's talking about him. Maybe he's a successful businessman. Let's go with it. Here are the top... What?
Let's think about it for a second, though. The reality is that a lot of people, they go to the polls, don't know anything about the issues. They don't know anything. All they know is a name. They recognize it, whether it's the local election. We had one in my town last week, and people were running for charter commission, and they all had different points of view, but nobody really won other than those whose names were recognizable.
I was just going to, you read my mind. I was going to say, if you think it's happening on the national and statewide level, you should see in the local communities, you know, where 90% of the town does not come out to vote, and it's easy to steal or to stack the elections, and then you get these corrupt people. Some of the biggest corruption stories are breaking in local communities at town meetings. There's so much action going on in the microcosm, and it comes down to that very thing. People, one, do not go to vote, and two, the ones that do either vote ignorantly. They vote for the name they saw. It may not even be the same person they thought it was. It could be the person's nephew. You know,
they can't speak the language. They just see somebody. Somebody's told them who to vote for. Look at that name and put an X by it or put a spot.
And then you find out these people don't have any competence to run their own checkbook, let alone to run a community. This happens in condo associations. People vote for somebody that the neighbor said vote for the person, and then all of a sudden there's a flood, or there's an insurance problem, or the pool cracks, or something happens, and they don't know what to do because they are incompetent. This is a serious
problem. That's when you pay.
Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. I can imagine why you're telling a story, because I'm thinking it happened to you.
This has happened to me. There's a town east Longmeadow, Massachusetts, which is a neighboring town to where I live. And I'm not involved in it because it's not local. I'm involved from a media standpoint because I find it fascinating. Not local meaning I don't live in the town. But the place is in chaos over corruption that is so deep. And what does it come down to? The very syndrome I told you. People don't pay attention to the issues. They just figure someone else will. And yeah, that someone else are little cabals that take control of governments. And even these piddly $20,000 a year part-time jobs that people have that run towns, they make a fortune through kickbacks, bribes. It's shameless.
Right. And look at the best example of that, or another example. Last year, it became national news, and we conversed about it in a lot of the talk radio circles. The town outside of Los Angeles, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a small town, and the mayor made $800,000.
Right. Right. On a $7,000 a year job, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, stuff like that with people on the city council that had to get, they threw them off, and they went to jail. They were making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the town manager was making that kind of dough. It's just, my God.
Crazy. You're so right. I don't know what the answer is, but I do believe that talk radio, when run properly, especially on a local level, although we are seeing it this year nationally, can be a watchdog. Watchdogs are a vital part of keeping things on track and keeping politicians honest.
I saw a picture. I moved from one house to another, so I'm going through a lot of stuff and throwing it out, and I found a couple of pictures of you and me and some of the people that used to be on the National Association of Talk Hosts board. And these guys, Jerry Williams comes to mind,
yep.
Some of you may or may not know that name. He was not a national host. He was a regional guy, East Coast news, mostly Boston, but New York and Philadelphia and Miami as well. And he was the quintessential, as Michael just put it, a muckraker. He would make sure that everything was evened out, go after the guys that were screwing the public. And everybody was afraid of him, with good reason.
These guys were not left or right.
No!
They were populists.
Yeah, vox populi.
Yeah,
That was a coin that you termed. I think, did you coin that term?
I invented the Latin language. Yes, I sat down one day. I said, we need a good old language, I created the Latin language.
Good for you.
Yes, I coined that.
Michael Harrison, vox populi. Yeah. All right, we'll pause for a moment. Then we're going to go through the numbers, the stories, the top 10 stories, top 10 people of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. It's now 14 after on the countdown.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 17 after the hour, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. The stories that we will glorify during our conversation this hour and the names of people we will glorify as well.
Yeah, here we go. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball season opens, and a lot of places it was freezing.
My God, did you see that? It was 36 degrees. Was it the Indians or the Reds? No, it was the Reds game the other night.
Yeah, the Indians were canceled their opening game.
Yeah, 13 people in the stands. Why do they bother to do? Why not just wait? Keep them on the Grapefruit League for another couple of weeks. Make those real games, and then bring them on board when it's warm.
Money, 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 money. Every game is a huge production. Huge.
Well, but that's fine. Nobody's going to go to them. You got a huge television TV, so keep them in Arizona.
Television, radio, their schedules are amazingly tight. It's a good question. An even better question is, how should they play baseball and football outdoor games in terms of weather? People die at football games, and the reason they do it is, why would they have a game late at night, in the middle of the winter, and 10 degrees below zero? It's ridiculous. Another question that I used to do all the time on talk radio when I was a daily host was whether or not parents should allow their kids, whether school sports should emulate professional sports by playing in harsh weather.
No.
And, boy, that gets the telephones going.
Sure.
Let's go to number 9. It's also sports. Villanova won the NCAA title.
How come we didn't have the girls? What about the girls are better, more interesting than the guys?
I know, and we're going to have some arguments in the editorial department about that because it's UConn, right? The UConn women?
Yeah, UConn was fabulous. 4 years in a row, my God, these women are terrific. I think that women should go play the UConn women should play Villanova this year, the champions.
Add on the thing, Villanova wins NCAA title and UConn wins women's title because it definitely is a big deal. As a matter of fact, when I was a host at one time on WTIC in Hartford.
Hartford, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I brought talk radio there back in the early 90s, and I learned that the UConn Huskies are more popular in Connecticut than any professional team.
Of course they are.
It's amazing.
Money on college.
Huge. Yeah. Charlie Sheen investigation at number 8. Obviously, he's in some kind of issue. Yeah. I'm not totally up to speed on it, but there he is. Yeah. Mississippi religious.
When you want to know the story? He offered $20,000 to some guy to off his ex-wife.
It's cheaper than a divorce lawyer.
Well, I know. Maybe the ex-girlfriend. The mother of the twins. One of them. I'm not sure he was ever married to her, but... Anyway, that was the story.
What a character this guy is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So at number 7, we have the Mississippi Religious Freedom Law, and we have the Tennessee Bible Bill.
Mm.
And the Panama Papers at number 6, and we can do the top 5, if you like, after the break.
Hold on for a second. Well, yeah, we'll get to those, and then the top 10 list of the people being discussed according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harris, the editor and publisher of Talkers, here with an overview. One of the things that people seem to like about it is our conversations about the issues, whether they're specifically about the issues on the list or other things that are being discussed on some of the best news talk radio programs in the country. But that's why we're here. 21 half of the hour of the countdown.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, my colleague. We're here 52 weeks a year because Talkers has a chart. Every week of the year, at the end of the year, we go through the big items for the year, as you can imagine. But we have already involved ourselves in several conversations about things that are going on, or in our estimation, and because we know better than anybody else, things that ought to be going on the radio in conversational terms. So we've gotten through, to recap quickly, number 10 and number 9 about sports items. Charlie Sheen's trying to off his ex-girlfriend. That's number 8. Those nut birds in some of these, this is my pejorative, and the religious freedom laws. Oy. You got to the Panama Papers, which is a great conversation. We ought to have something more about that, but keep going.
All right, number 5, we have the Iran missile tests and arms shipments. We have North Korea's nuke threats at 4. And, of course, the battle against ISIS and European terrorists at number 3. We have U.S. immigration and refugee policies at 2, and the presidential races, of course, number 1. On the People Survey, we have Charlie Sheen at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Kim Jong-un at 8. Number 7 is Bill Clinton. He's in the news.
UFOs!
He's doing stuff. He's fighting with people. John Kasich is at 6. 5 is Bernie. 4 is Hillary. 3 is Obama. Cruz is 2, and Trump is 1. And
has Bernie Sanders said yet, I don't know who I'm running against. Is it Hillary or her husband? Have we heard that? We heard that from Obama 8 years ago. Have we heard that from Bernie Sanders yet?
He didn't tell me that. Sure he said it to somebody.
Must have said it to somebody.
Among his mutterings.
Yeah, right.
He must have muttered it.
So here's this guy who's almost 75 years old, got dandruff, wears really bad clothes. This guy could be the next president. How are we going to deal with having a president who's got dandruff? I don't understand how we're going to. That may be the biggest issue we have to face, Michael.
I hope that's the biggest issue. Could you imagine how nice the world would be if that were the biggest issue?
Yep. His wife is an everyday, average, ordinary person, looks like, kind of not taking it too seriously.
I kind of find Trump to be a down-to-earth guy and his
really?
Wife. Oh, yeah. I think
There's a tongue somewhere in his cheek.
You know those horrible promoted stories that they have on websites where they're really clickbait? You know,
yes,
pay for it, and you get in there. You never get through the whole thing because wind up looking at a Buick commercial.
Yeah,
well, I found a story the other day, and everybody's probably seen it. You know, this will terrify you. The people that Trump is considering for vice president.
Right. Was it Glenn Beck was one of them, right?
No, Beck was, Tom Brady was one of them.
Really? But Glenn Beck was in one of those stories. No, it wasn't for Trump. He was being considered, apparently, by the Cruz people.
Of course.
The vice president.
Right.
Yeah.
That one I didn't see.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a few legitimate ones, like Sarah Palin and Rudy Giuliani, even Ted Cruz and Kasich, but then you have the most Oprah.
Why not? Oprah's big.
His
big
daughter.
Knows her.
Trump's daughter.
Yeah.
Trump's wife.
Votes.
I mean,
they both get votes.
Folks, beware of those promoted stories.
Yes, right. They are not. They're there to make money, to sell you something or whatever. Newsmax is this. I think they're the worst or the best, depending on how you evaluate.
They all do it. It's on websites that should be ashamed of themselves.
Right.
Look at the stars that became unrecognizably fat.
Yes. Right. Look at these ugly stars from when they were kids and what they've turned into now.
Right.
Right.
This is what journalism has become.
Mm-hmm. Is it journalism or is it just stories that are silly that keep people interested?
Well,
at least people are reading. You see, that's what teachers would say.
You know, I challenge everybody
reading.
To make it through them. I challenge it. You wind up pressing the wrong button.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hide the button.
Malware.
Hide the button at the bottom.
Yeah. 28 past the hour, speaking of the bottom, is the bottom of the hour on the countdown.
Wipers are like slabs of meat on the grill. Leave either on for too long, and it always ends in disaster. Luckily, Napa now has premium Trek hybrid wiper blades for as low as $14.99 each. Plus, buy a pair and save up to 50% off by mail after rebate. A great deal on Napa Trek hybrid wipers means you can replace your old blades before they turn into a dry, cracked mess. Like last week's barbecue. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Yes, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 33 after the hour this week. The week ending Friday, April the 8th in the scrutiny. So the Talkers charts for the entire week of April 4th to the 8th is where we are. I'm going to try to be not necessarily clever, but I was listening because I was traveling this week and listened to a few talk radio programs in a couple of different cities. And it was I'm impressed by how clever or thoughtful some of our hosts are, Michael, when they analyze things, bring stories together. Like a discussion I heard, you know, number four this week is the North Korean nuclear threat. Number three this week is the battle against Daesh, then the Iranians and their missiles and all that stuff. So somebody put sort of the three of them together and suggested that the Koreans are not stupid enough to put a nuclear warhead onto a missile and launch it toward Hawaii because they get wiped out. But they could sell some of their nuclear material to Daesh to put it in a dirty bomb and have the bomb somehow or other show up in America because we have open shores and detonate it, and they'd never be held responsible. Yet they'd get their dirty work done. And some people say, well, the Iranians could do the same thing. And so even though it was kind of a black story, it showed something that, frankly, I wasn't even thinking about. And when I heard it, I said, yeah, that's something that could happen. And I wonder if that's one of the better things, or do when we come up with stuff like that, is it irresponsible because it gives people ideas? Like it was the first time anybody had ever thought of that.
Yeah, right. Like Kim Jong-un is going to have listened on the internet to that and go, oh, good idea. I think I'll do what Joe Blow in Indianapolis thinks.
Yeah.
That's that old question. You know, if you're going on the air and you're saying, you know, where the American troops are because you just heard it from an embedded journalist in a war zone. zone and you're tipping off the enemy where the troops are and they could get killed, that's irresponsible. That's when you have to put nationalism and patriotism ahead of journalism. But in terms of talking about possibilities, I don't know whether it gives anybody ideas at this point. I think it's quite apparent that we live on the precipice of an abyss of danger. This is a very, very dangerous world, and the technology, the weaponry, the craziness that exists out there is very, very, very precarious. And I'll tell you, there's more danger of creating panic and pessimism and fear than necessarily giving anybody a bad idea.
Yeah. So then, in handling some of these things, do we just come up with the first thing that comes into our mind? A lot of really good, educated people who are doing talk radio have great ideas. I find myself, and I'm not necessarily putting myself into that league, please don't take that from this discussion, but I find some of the best things that I have on my mind are the ones that I'm thinking about as I am on the air. A lot of people think, oh, these guys plan everything and it's all scripted.
It's dangerous to do that. It's dangerous to come up with half-baked ideas on the spur of the moment and then suddenly spout them as policy. I got a great idea. Here's how we could fix everything. I come from the school that you should be thinking about these things all the time, and they should be thought out. I call it landing the plane. When you open up your mouth, you should know where you're landing the plane. You should know where you're going. Too often I hear talk show hosts or people in conversation, they start a conversation and they don't know where they're going. It rambles around in search of a point.
Yes.
And I think that's the mark of somebody that's not as competent. On the other hand, where you've got to be fast is the entertainment value, the up in the back, to come up with a clever remark. And it doesn't have to necessarily be the remark that saves the world or is policy that Congress should follow, but it just shows that you're sharp and you're on the ball.
So when somebody brings up this week, for whatever the reason, Hillary Clinton, and I'm not sure whether Bill was involved in this or not, was put on the spot. Apparently, Bill Clinton is fascinated with Area 51 and with other things, the aliens and outer space stuff. And so somehow or other, Mrs. Clinton was asked about that. And she said, well, we need to look into whether there are beings from outer space that are here among us. And we ought to find out more about extraterrestrials and time travel and that sort of thing. So now there are people who think she's a part of the lunatic fringe just because she answered a question that somebody asked her. I don't even know why the guy, although this person sort of tied it. Well, your husband said when he was president that, we probably do have aliens among us.
And yeah, she's stuck with having to deal with the good and the bad that comes from having her tag team partner, Bill Clinton, out there.
A great way of putting it.
That's what it comes down to. Sometimes I think that Bill Clinton could be a little bit of a loose cannon in that association. He's been out of the White House a long time. He's got his life.
He looks old. Oh, man, does he look old.
That's what he said.
You think he looks old? No, I look better than he does.
You've always looked better than Bill Clinton, but the fact Clinton does look old. You got to remember, Clinton is getting old, as are we all. But more importantly, Clinton's had some severe heart conditions and some very, very heavy duty surgery, and he's not.
Doesn't sleep and he eats too many Big Macs. Or he used to. He doesn't. He's a bit.
Yeah, he's not fat anymore. He's kind of thin.
Yeah,
but we notice. We always notice how presidents age. That's a common conversation.
George Bush is aging great. He didn't worry about anything when he was president. He's still not worrying about anything.
I don't think he was aware of most of what was going on around him.
Don't you think Obama looks old in comparison to how... I mean, you always see those pictures of the president when they start the first year and then 8 years later, how they look. Obama looks like he's been through the ringer.
Well,
Clinton did too. I guess he has,
Look, these guys have been through...
Why do you want to do this? Is it the aftermath that good? I mean, Bill Clinton and his wife are making a lot of dough. It's great to be recognized, but you have no life. You can't be private. No, everybody knows who you are. How can you go off somewhere? How can he and Michelle just get into a car and drive to Bar Harbor, Maine to spend the weekend?
Can't.
Can't do it.
They can't. But then again, nor can a lot of people who are very famous. It's very dangerous to be a celebrity, and it's insane to want to be president. It's insane to want to be the head of state of any place. Only people who have a few screws loose.
But isn't that awful to say? What have we become if we take that? We all. I mean, I keep saying, why can't we get good people? We're now down to holding our nose again because there's really none of them. That are now, we're down to four or five choices, it would seem, unless somebody comes jumping out of a hat at the Republican convention, and they're all lousy choices. Let me get down to it. There isn't one of these people that really has what it takes to be a good manager and a good politician and is a good person. Really?
No.
You agree or not?
Huh? I agree that it leaves a lot to be desired. I don't know whether or not if somebody could eventually rise to it. Sometimes the worst people become very successful leaders and good people become lousy
leaders. Nixon's a great example of that. Horrible human being. Oh, awful. But he did some great things as president. So
yeah, he shot himself in the foot. Had he not covered up the Watergate thing, he would have gone his full 8 years.
He just pointed the finger at those guys. Look at that bastard over there. He's the one who did it. Get him. Yeah. And here are the tapes to prove it.
But, you know...
And you get to listen to Nixon talk about what he thinks about Jews and black people. You think, what kind of a person? He's a Quaker and he thinks like this? Ooh.
Well, people say things in private sometimes that they don't really mean. Yeah. People say things in private that should remain in private.
Yes.
If you're really a fully evolved, intelligent human being who's aware of the human condition and not looking to play gotcha, you understand that there's different layers of communication between inner circles and outer circles.
Yeah.
And I think I'm evolved enough to realize that there's no saints among us. It's what they do with their power that counts, not what they say to their friends in private.
You know what? I wonder, the Pope, I might, of all the people that I've seen as leaders recently, the Pope, the current Pope, is the best. I'm not Catholic. I don't care about religion. But I see this guy as, I mean, he's not perfect, but man, has he got good ideas, and he's good. He's a soulful person. It's either that or Kelly Clarkson. I mean, let's get real.
Kelly Clarkson should be Pope.
Or president. Look at, she won the first American Idol.
She should be something.
Right. She should be, how about Kelly Clarkson president and Taylor Hicks vice president? What do you think of that?
I think Megyn Kelly should be president.
She wants
speaking of Kellys.
Yeah, I usually avoid talking about her, but one of the interesting stories, because I find her annoying.
I like her.
Do you really?
I love her.
She told the guys at Fox, apparently, that if they want to keep her, they have to pay her the same amount of money that they pay Bill O'Reilly.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep her. She's going to wind up going further.
Someplace else where they'll pay her $17 million.
She'll wind up being a major network news anchor.
Yeah, well, because they're sexist and all that. Roger Ailes. Trump says he's got all of the scoop on Ailes. You heard that, right?
He's got the scoop on everybody.
He knows everything there is to know about Roger Ailes, and if Fox hits that line, he's going to fix it.
How do you like the way this guy threatens everybody?
I don't.
Hey, if you make me angry, I'm going to tell on you.
Right. Fix your wagon.
Yeah. I mean, he's a threatener.
Yeah. There's a new category, the new party.
The threatener party.
Yeah. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here with us on the Good Day. Oops, wait a minute. I've got to get the right radio program. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now, 800-547-0193, 800-547-0193.
This is
Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me remind you that we post the top 10 talk topics at DougSteffen.com and list them in order. So the first one you see on the list is number one, et cetera, et cetera. So we ask you to tell us which one is most important to you. Because it doesn't necessarily, if I'm asked, I'm not usually asked, but I'll be happy to tell you, when I look at this list, I'm not usually in agreement. For me, what was the most important and interesting story this week were the Panama Papers and what was released, what we got to know about certain things that, I want to know more. Because I agree, Michael was talking about how people just don't dig into stuff. They don't know a lot about the people who are running institutions, and they're corrupt. And this whole business of the Panama Papers clearly shows how corrupt these leaders are. It isn't just in American politics. They're corrupt everywhere. Power, lust for control leads to corruption. There's probably nobody in the world more corrupt than Vladimir Pukin Putin. And then look at the deals he's made with the guy. They're supposed to be at war, Ukraine and Russia. War tensions are high. And yet you find out the two guys are working together in this whole scheme of things to get the military-industrial complex into every nook and cranny so they can all make more dough for themselves. Billions and billions of dollars. You see these people who leave public office and they have all this money, and people say, where did that money come from? They didn't make that kind of dough. Well, there's something else to be considered. All right, time for a countdown extra here. Many of you may have heard about the new Burger King Angry Whopper, or I guess actually called the Angriest Whopper. How many of you sampled it this week? We had a number of reviews. Here's one from YouTuber Vito the Kid and his father with a review of the new Angry Whopper from Burger King.
Hi, this is Vito, and welcome to the Angriest Whopper taste test. And the Angriest Whopper is supposed to be hot, because it has a hot bun, too.
It's supposed to have a red hot bun. Man,
oh, my God.
It really smells good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't see the hot sauce, but yeah. Maybe it's
just baked into the bun.
What?
It's baked in the bun.
Oh, I thought it was in
Yeah.
It's only a little bit hot.
It's only a little bit hot. I think we need another couple bites of stuff.
Yeah.
Just a little bit spicy. What do you think of it?
It's kind of like a cheeseburger, but...
It is a cheeseburger. Well, it's a Whopper.
Yeah, but it's just a little hot. This was pretty good.
I agree.
Wow. That could be the big thing of the week, right? That's amazing what shows up on social media, isn't it? Amazing. One of the big stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen, 51 after on the countdown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown for legal discussions of some of the legal aspects of our top 10 this week, starting with the Charlie Sheen investigation. Apparently, according to the allegations, Steve, he spent $20,000 to try to find somebody to whack his former wife. At least that's the allegation. He wouldn't do anything that stupid, would he?
I don't think he would do anything that stupid. I do think he would probably say something that stupid.
Right, and that's why he got caught on tape. So does that mean he's guilty of being a dumbo?
Yeah, you know, and there have been times where someone has had a threat not result in a conviction where they say, no, this guy is too much of an idiot. He says this all the time. This is not legitimate.
Right. Yeah.
However, I could see the court, I could see him having some kind of criminal responsibility here, and the fact that it is on tape and he has indicated tremendous irrational behavior, you know, I could see a jury either liking him and saying, no, Charlie's just all talk, or no, he's crazy enough to do something.
Well, he certainly has made it clear that he doesn't like his former girlfriend, the mother of those twins, so I guess he can go from there. All right, number seven this week, the religious freedom laws. There were, I think, at least three states where this business of what to do with the gays, lesbians, transvestites, bisexuals, whatever the difference, if you want to put that in quotation marks, and the way these people in these states sort of twist and turn the law for their own social reasons, they kind of got slapped around this week, didn't they?
Yeah, this was a number of different states that had this happen. You had the North Carolina law, and there was a great deal of backlash, and that had to do with allowing people to deny services to LGBT people because of religious beliefs. Big backlash by businesses. Mississippi was passing something the same way. Tennessee wanted to make the Bible the official state symbol of the state. But, you know, the key thing here is it does seem, you know, you can believe anything you want. It's a matter of practicing, and discrimination is discrimination. We wouldn't allow someone to discriminate against people of color or religion because of their religion, and that's what's the essence here. You can't legalize discrimination under the idea of I'm allowed to do anything I want because that's my religion.
Yeah. Well, they're sure try, it would appear. All right, is the biggest legal story of the week the Panama Papers and what it means or the reflection and all this information that's coming out? What kind of legalities are being violated here? I've heard a lot of people say, well, there's nothing illegal, it just makes them all look bad.
Well, you know, that's it. There is a there's a whole range of things. There are some people who may be involved in this that it turns out to be money laundering. This is a legitimate Panamanian law firm that has been used by, and it shows people around governments around the world as far as setting up secret accounts, and corporations have done it. I think you're right. As far as what I have seen so far, and, you know, there's I think more than a million pieces of information that have been stolen. What we're learning is not necessarily that crimes have been committed, but maybe what we're learning is there are things that should be classified as crimes. And the way individuals, the way corporations have been allowed to manipulate and exploit little vulnerabilities in the law, not to pay taxes and not to have even people aware of what's going on. This is, I think, the big issue that's only going to get bigger. It's a huge issue in the United States where companies, they make their headquarters some country where they have nothing to do with it. They hide their money. They don't pay taxes. And I think the public would be furious and will be furious as more of this comes out.
All right. So here's a 60-second sort of off-the-charts item, these payday loan scandals and the guy who ran the biggest payday company getting indicted this week for all kinds of corruption. You run Scamicide.com, which is all about scams. This is one of the, I don't know whether, unfortunately, I don't know what word you want to use for it, but, man, this guy and others are really usury. Is it illegal? One would wonder.
Well, they do use tactics that are sometimes illegal. They prey upon people who are living not even paycheck to paycheck. What the FTC also went against was people use the information from this to shake down people who didn't even owe loans, but they had information they got from some of these payday loan people to make them think they owed loans, and they paid this extortion money. It's a huge scam we talk about on Scamicide.
Yeah. All right. Check out the website. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, his website is Scamicide.com. This is the Countdown.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.